Blog Talk Radio.
All about Jesus. All about Him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, El Shaddai. Oh, yeah. Adonai. You well, El Shaddai. No, yeah. Adonai.
You are enough.
You well,
you are
El Shaddai.
You're Elohim. You are Adonai. You are Emmanuel.
Nothing like that name. Nothing like the name of Jesus. Just say that name tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favors program. You are listening to our praise and worship time. Praise God. We are so glad, God, oh, that you all are here tonight. Praise God. Just enter in. Enter in. Praise God. And worship the Lord with us. There is something in praise. There is something in your praise. Praise God. And as we go into the service tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We are just believing God to do anything but fail. Praise God. He's that kind of God. Praise God. Praise God. There's something that happens when you lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You don't just keep your heaviness. You don't just keep your sorrow and your pain, your worry and your doubt. None of that can stay in God's presence. It just doesn't belong there.
Amen.
It can't go there.
Amen.
There's no room for it there because the Bible says that his glory fills the temple.
Hallelujah.
So that says to me, if he fills the temple, there's no room for anything else.
There's no negative in God.
When his train
God's a positive God. Hallelujah. We serve a positive God.
I paint the picture that God is bigger than my problem. He's bigger than my issues.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's greater than my pain.
Yes, yes.
That's the God you serve. He is able. And I have learned that no matter what I do, that's why I sing about it so much in my song. Praise is the weapon.
Amen.
Praise is the key.
Praise God.
Brokenness before God.
Hallelujah.
Opens the door to the heavenly realm.
My God. My God.
And when you get into the presence of God,
hallelujah,
there's an exchange that happens. I'm trading my sorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's taking my pain. He's giving me joy.
Praise.
When I'm weak, he's strong.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Instead of
hallelujah,
weeping, joy comes.
Praise God. Yes, Lord.
It don't get any better than that. I don't know of an alcoholic drink. I don't know of a drug. I don't know of a person, a man, a woman. I don't know of money. I don't know of a house. I don't know of a car. I don't know of a job promotion. I don't know of anything that can do that. I just can't find it. There's nobody like him.
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody.
And if you haven't tried it, you ought to. He's just that good.
He's just that good.
And until you try him, you will never realize how good he is.
My God. My God.
The fact that I'm standing here today is a testimony to an awesome God. I should be dead. I was sick. My mama's here. I was sick when I was a baby. The doctor said she's not going to make it to the night.
Crazy.
Well, the devil is a liar. The
devil is a liar. Are we going to proclaim it tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If I ask you, you can say the same thing.
Yes.
Some
yes,
doctor
yes.
said, some boss yes. said, somebody said I wasn't going to do it. But look at me now.
Look at me now. Praise
God's
God.
Grace kept me.
His grace. His grace and mercy.
He's helped me.
Praise God.
His hope brought me through it all.
My Lord.
And that's what it's about when we praise him. Woo. It's a great exchange.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. His joy, my strength. His grace, my peace. My fear is raised. My heart is free. His joy, my strength. His grace, my peace.
Praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight, praise God. You are listening to one that says you are highly favored of the Lord. God has highly favored you. And I pray that you have enjoyed the praises coming tonight, praise God. We just love to bring praises first because praise removes the enemy, as she said earlier before, praise God. And we just love to enter in and let our hearts get in tune with God and feel the warmness, praise God, of him coming in and supping with us, praise God. We just thank God for every one of you all on tonight, praise God. We
feel so overjoyed and happy to have you, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. It is a blessing to join in with the saints of God and praise God in the midst of the trials and the tribulations and all the unrest that we are facing at this time in our lives. We never know what turbulent times are going to bring. But as long as we are in Christ and he's in us, we don't have to worry. God tells us we don't have to worry about a thing. And I played the song earlier. You don't have to worry about a thing, praise God, because God got it all. If you are in him and he's in you, praise God. Just worship the Lord. Just worship him and don't worry, praise God. He even told us that. He told us that there was going to be all kind of things happening in these times and in these last times. Oh, he said men going to be lovers of themselves more than lovers of the things of God. They're going to be murderers. There's going to be the scoffers. There's going to be coming and saying that there's another Jesus. He said, but don't pay attention to these things, praise God. Oh, just look unto Jesus, praise God, who is the author and the finisher of our life. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for giving his only son for our sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He is awesome. He is awesome in all his ways. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, oh God, for allowing us to come into your presence again with one more episode of God's favors, God. God, giving you glory, honoring you, Lord, for what you have done, God. We thank you for everyone on, God. We come against anything that's trying to come against them, any kind of sickness, any kind of unrest, God. Even it may be their son or daughter, they may be behind prison walls, they may be on drugs, but Lord, whatever, they may need salvation, God. And Lord, if there's anybody on here tonight, God, that needs salvation, God, we are bringing all this before you, Lord God. We command in every evil force, oh God, that try to stand in the way, God, to move out of our way, God, because God, you have given us the authority, oh God, to decree a thing, God, and it shall be done. You have given us the authority to command our day, God, and it shall be done. God, if you, oh God, have granted us this, God, truly we can stand on your word, God, because God, you are God that don't lie, God. You are everlasting, God. You are not a sometime God. You are God of the day, tomorrow, and forever, God. And Lord God, we love you, God, for who you are, God. We presence, God, with thanksgiving and praise, God. And we do honor you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Thank you for a roof over our head. God, we thank you for the things we see and the things we don't see, God. Oh, physical and spiritual, God. We truly thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Oh, praise your name, oh God, for you are worthy. Yes, you are. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. And Lord, oh God, oh, God, just melt our hearts tonight with your word, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, praise God, or whatever you may be going through tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe some type of sickness, some type of disease, something you just can't shake. Maybe you know somebody with COVID, praise God. We pray for them also, praise God. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts, whatever you face in life, praise God. Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is willing tonight to work in your behalf, whatever you may be facing, whatever you may be going through. He said, I will give you rest from it. He said, just come to him. Give yourself totally over to him and see what God won't do. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He's a prayer hearing God. He's a prayer. Oh, he's a healer. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know him as a mind regulator, as a heart fixer. Praise God. Hallelujah. He can do anything, anything but fail. Right now, do we have any prayer requests? If so, press 1 on your phone right now, and we will be glad to pray for you. If you have prayer requests at this time, praise God, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. We see one hand up, and it is the last number. It's 6573. Give us your name and your prayer request, please.
Hi, Cousin Vivian. This is Zadie.
Yes.
And my brother Gary is on the line listening in. And the prayer request is for our Uncle John Dillon, known as Bird. I just got the news that they rushed him to the hospital and he wasn't breathing, and they just put him on the respirator. So we're going to believe God that, you know, he's going to, you know, going to speak life back in his body and let him live on to be 100 or more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's my uncle. Praise God. I'm glad to get that information. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We pray that he be okay, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift John to you, Lord God. Oh, God, they say he's not breathing, but, God, you can breathe the air through his nostrils right now, God. You can cause him to rise up, oh, God. And, God, you have his lifespan, oh, God. It's not what it looks like, God, but what you can do, God. And, God, we willing to look for the results of it, God. Also lift up my cousin, oh, God. Oh, God, that's in the nursing home that's on the line tonight, God. We pray, oh, God, for his comfort, for his peace, oh, God. And, Lord, that he be taken care of, oh, God. Oh, Father, properly by the nurses that's taking care of him, oh, God. Father, in the name of you, oh, God, there's a, Lord, I hear the Lord say, oh, in that nursing home, there's a purpose and a reason why you are there. And he said, he's watching over you, and he said, just keep your mind centered up on him, because he loved you. He has loved you with an everlasting love, and the Lord, he has not forgotten you. So you just keep your eyes up on the prize, hallelujah, because Jesus is right there with you. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. We have another prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, we have another prayer from Mother Stokes.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Pastor Vivian. I'd like to continue prayers for Sister Bernadette as she's beginning to get that chemo 3 days a week, and pray for everyone who's going through the chemo, because I heard today that some people were telling me that it's very harsh on the body, and that you have to be strong. Your body has to be strong to go through that chemo. So just continue to lift them up and name my 5 sons. Amen.
Amen. We do lift up all those that are hurting and going through with cancer, praise God, and have to take the chemo. But we know if we pray, we can believe God. God will deliver them from that too. It's nothing too hard for God. So we lift up Sister Bernadette to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Stokes that's bringing her before you, Lord God. And, God, we believe, God, that you hear us when we call, oh, God. Father God, so we just lay her before you and all of Mother Stokes and her 5 boys, all of her family, Lord God. Lord God, that you are keeping them and everything that's going on around them in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal, set free, and, oh, God, meditate to them. And, Lord God, let them know who you are in a personal way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have last number 4064. Go ahead. Two 281, you have your hand up.
Gwen? Sister Minister Gwen, is that you? I see Minister Gwen with her hand up. I don't, maybe she's on mute and she don't hear me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anything else before we go forward? Praise God. We have another 3193. Go ahead. 985. Hit their hands up. Praise God. 3193, last number. Do you need prayer? Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know whether they can hear me. Let's see here. Let me see. Maybe I don't have them unmuted. Okay. 3193, can you hear me now?
You heard me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had you muted. That's what it was. Okay, we'll come back to 406 as well. Okay, go ahead.
I would like prayer for me and my family, and for my brother, Pastor Alvin Travis, who was incarcerated, and my nephew, Ryan O'Neill Brackett. And I just like prayer for everybody, the schools and everybody and all my grandkids. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister Bowman. We lift up Minister Bowman and the prayer request for Ryan O'Neill and her brother that's behind prison walls. We pray that no COVID come to his dwelling. Praise God. Because we are praying for a lot of prisoners behind prison walls, and we know there has been deep outbreaks, but God, we lift them up to you, oh God, this one and all of her prayer requests, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that nothing can come nigh him. And we also lift up Ryan O'Neill, God, to you, Father God, that he will serve you with his whole heart, mind, and soul, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you knows all things, oh God. And Father, I thank you for Minister Bowman and every one of her prayer needs that she has brought to the lines. And we just thank you, Lord, to hear her voice tonight. And bless her in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God,
amen.
Let's go back. Amen. Let's go back to Minister Gwen. Let's see, can I get her back again? Minister Gwen Bernardo. All right. Minister
Hello,
Gwen, are you there?
Me?
Yes, I
yes.
hear you
can
now,
you hear
darling.
Me?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Good evening to everyone. I'm having a surgical procedure on tomorrow, and I'll be at the hospital for 6 in the morning, and so I'm just believing for God's miraculous recovery and report on tomorrow. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we do lift up Minister Gwen to you right now, Lord God, as she goes in the hospital for this procedure. Lord, we know that you know before she even brought it to you. We know that you're going to take care of it, Lord God. And Lord God, we know she's going to come out of there, God. Oh, Father God, with joy and laughter in her heart, oh God. And God is saying, look what the Lord has done. Praise God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue, oh God. Thank you, Father. Oh, we can't thank God enough, y'all know, huh? We can't thank him enough because he's the one doing everything. And when we thank him, it's done. Praise God. And we also want to thank God for our prophetess that usually be on, prophetess Priscilla Spears, that went to the hospital to have knee surgery. She had surgery on yesterday morning. We're praying for her speedy recovery. Praise God. And we lift her up to the Lord. And, oh, and her son that came in from California to take care of his mom while she is lying up in the bed. Praise God. That, oh, God, thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and anything that tries to rise up against her while she's recovering from the surgery, that she shall be totally healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else before we move on? Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they cover us. In Jesus' name, we praise the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We are covered now. We are covered in his blood. Praise God. And I see another hand up before I go on. My cousin Janet, go ahead.
Minister Vivian, and to all, good evening.
Yes.
I'm not asking for prayer for me because I'm already in the blood of Jesus. I'm not supposed to be walking right now, but I am for some reason. We know that reason is God's grace. I have a sickness in my legs that the doctors can't really figure out what to do. They profess me not to even have my left leg, but I have it, and I'm walking. So I don't want the prayer for me. I'm prayed for. I'm favored. I want prayer for my family, those that I've done for all of my young life and the life that I'm living now. I want Minister Vivian that when they look in the mirror, they see behind them those that were there for them and reach back and help them, if it's only a prayer, if it's only a hand to say good evening. I want my family to be prayed for. I want them to recognize that it's more than them in the world, more than them in life. There's others also that got their hand out to them, and they need to reach out and grab it. And hold on to it and pray for them and be there for them like others have been there for them. In the name of Jesus, I ask that all pray for my family this prayer.
Yes, Lord, I do lift up Minister Janice, all of her family, Lord God, that they are praying for her and praying for them. We are praying for one another, Lord God, as we progress on through this time in our life, as we journey. Lord, take us through this journey. Help us and help Sister Janice and her family, oh God. May they be a coming together, oh God, in the spirit as one, Lord God, that the love of God would just flow their hearts and flood them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if there is no one else, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm searching to see if there is no one else, praise God, before I go on, praise God, hallelujah, because I don't want to leave anybody out, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Well, you all know this is First Sunday. It's Praise Sunday, praise God, hallelujah, and on Praise Sunday, I have been bringing for the past few months, dancing before the Lord. And we almost finished with this series. This was a series of lessons. I wish all could have heard it, praise God, because it was really teaching me, praise God, because I love to dance before the Lord. I went to church today and I danced. And one time I danced in my church so hard, the pastor had to ask me what is wrong. He thought something was wrong. No, there was nothing wrong with me. I just been so intense in dancing before the Lord until it's in my spirit. And whenever you get into the word of God in the intense of dancing before the Lord, even if you don't get up on your feet, you wave in your hand, you can't keep still. That's one thing about dancing before the Lord. Even if you can't dance on your feet, you are dancing with a shout. There are different ways to praise the Lord, what I'm saying. In this series, we brought to you praise him in a dance and what happens when you dance. And dancing brings his presence. I mean, you can get praise lost in the presence of the Lord. And you don't care who's looking. I really don't care who's looking at me when I'm dancing before the Lord.
I really don't. I just tune everybody out because it's me and God then. And I want God to do mighty things in me, through me, and in the church where I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we also talked about don't let the devil steal from your dance, and praise God. And we talked about the body and the soul and the spirit in dancing. The Lord promised to dance over us. Yes, the Lord is dancing over us both. It's just so awesome. And we talked about dancing in spiritual warfare. And we talked about dancing to possess the land, to make it safe. See, we are to be praying and dancing before the Lord for this land now with this COVID here. The saints ought to be having a Holy Ghost dance all around the church. And we talked about how Nehemiah danced, and they danced around seven times. They obeyed God. And also dancing for deliverance, dancing to overcome tribulation and persecution. You know, you don't have to go to the church to dance. You can dance in your home. I just put me some music in here, and I just danced to myself, me and God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And dancing to see Jesus. What is your aim? What is your aim? My aim, I'm focused. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I want to live in the mansion that he has prepared for me. It's just so much. I want to see that city of gold. Praise God. Transparent. Something I never seen before. I want to walk and talk with him. Praise God. And dance about opening up our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's getting us down to the last two chapters. We got this one tonight, and we got one more. And it's talking about dancing before the grain. And what's keeping you from dancing? What's keeping you? Is there anything in your heart against anyone that will keep you from praising your God? Is there anything that will hinder you from praising your God? He desires your praise. God created us, and I say this all the time, God created us to praise him. And people does not want to praise him. They get stuck. And sometimes it's because we don't know. Sometimes it's because the heavy loads that we are carrying, they need to be shaken off, however you say it. I like my English. They need to be shaken off, shook off. But anyway, let's go on. We need to shake off every demon spirit that tries to hinder us, to stop us. Because in the word, God said, there will be things that will come, Paul said it, there will be things come to try and hinder you, to stop you from going forth in God or what God wants you to be. A new revelation to some people, especially when it goes against the grain of what you have been taught. Some people say, you don't have no business to get up there dancing like that. That ain't God. You know, people can say all kind of things to you and hurt you. And some people have been hurt in the church. Some people have fallen away from the church because so much hurt, and people laugh at them and talk about them. You know, I remember they used to laugh at you in the church. I don't know whether they still do or not, because I know people now just sit still. They don't laugh. But praise God. They used to laugh at you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as Christians, our lifestyles must be guided by the word of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Dance before the Lord has presented scriptures and personal testimonies of how we should dance before the Lord. And it teaches us what the word of God said. These things are his truth and are meant to set us free. If there's anything that you need to be set free from, that you've been praying about, that you have not accomplished, there are some things that you've been bound about, and it seems as though that you cannot, well, this is the time. Try the last thing. Dance before the Lord.
dance before the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's not only seek God for wisdom and understanding in business, marital affairs, other areas, but let's seek him for his wisdom, his praise, and worship, because God requires these things. He told us that. Seek him for his praise him, to worship him, to bow before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. What holds us back from dancing before the Lord? Hallelujah. What holds us back from praising him as he has told us to do so? Praise God. Well, we played songs earlier for you to hear. Let's not back down. Let's break the chains, the strongholds, the things. Do you know what the chains are? Things that's keeping you from going forward. You seem like you just can't go no further. You're bound up. Sometimes we have to change our course, our direction. Praise God. I remember in the Word of God, praise God, when the fishermen had fished all night long, and they said, "We have caught nothing." And he told them to throw their net on the other side. Praise God. And when they came up with the net again, it was so full it broke. God want us to not fish for just the natural things, but go into the spirit and search the things of the spirit and let God lead you. Fish for souls. Be out there hunters. Hunters. I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman. Praise God. God will give you of your heart if you dance before him. Praise God. It's an example of disobedience and worship occurs in Leviticus 10, 1 and 2, when Nadab and Abihu offer strange fire to God. The priestly sacrifice included dances and worship. To whom? Do you remember? Praise God. It was to the Lord in behalf of the people. We can dance for people. When people bring a prayer request, or when you think of somebody needs something, dance for them. Dance before the Lord. Say, "Lord, I'm lifting them up to you. I know, God, you can do anything but fail. God, you are my God. He's your God, just like he's my God." God don't have no respect of a person. Praise God. Father Aaron was responsible for offering up sacrifice to the Lord. Nadab and Abihu weren't, because they offered what God did not tell them. Fire from him divide both of them. They will both burn with fire for offering up strange offerings unto God. We don't want to do anything unless it's of God. We don't want to worship no other God. We don't want to bow down to no other God but the true and a living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That strange fire is our willfulness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the process of divine service, they did what was not commanded. A lot of us are doing something that God didn't tell you to do. You're out there on your own, in your flesh, doing your own thing. They offered up strange fire that their own making and not the fire of the altar before Jehovah God. Hallelujah. They offered incense at the wrong time and place. These people were all out of order. When you hear people say they are out of order, they are out of order. They are offering up the wrong sacrifice. The song say, "My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you." And that's where I want my highest praise. I want my highest praise to go unto the Lord who made me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to offer up strange fire that God is not pleased. I want to be a sweet-smelling Savior in his nostrils. I want him to be pleased when I offer up my offering. Dancing for someone else. I'm not dancing to be seen just because of what I got on or how my hair is fixed or how I look. I'm dancing because I want the Almighty God in my heart to be glorified, magnified. Praise God. The point is, dance because that God says so. God says he is much more interested in our obedience than our personal formula for pleasing him. See, that would be our personal formula when we want to do what we want to do, when we want everybody to look at us. No, it ain't about that. Hallelujah. Personal formula is not pleasing God. God said he don't have no respect of a person. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here's some of the personal formulas that quite often people say. I praise the Lord when I feel like it. You hear that? I can praise the Lord when I get ready. When I have joy. I don't feel the joy. When I've been healed. When you get healed. You need to praise him, honey, before you get healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or when I've been led by someone to the Lord. You got to wait for somebody else? Do you might not never make it, honey. Hallelujah. You might not never make it. Praise God. All that sounds good from the flesh. And the flesh can talk, honey. I'm telling you, our flesh can talk up some stuff. But when we really go before the Lord, it's a different story. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It sounds good, but that's the way the flesh is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 34 and 1, he didn't put restrictions on his praise. He praised him when he felt like it and when he didn't. Oh, praise God. And that was David. Praise God. David, and really that's where this whole thing is coming from, how David praised the Lord, and he danced before the Lord until he danced out of his top clothes, praise God. He just got lost, and that's what I'm saying. We need to go back to God and find out how to get lost in our praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit take over. Just take over, Holy Spirit, and endow us with your praise. Hallelujah. Don't be like others, going by your feelings. Your feelings from getting where you want to be. Praise God. For instance, there have been many times and situations where pride tried to keep me from dancing. I'm going to put me there because I've been there in all of us. Sometimes pride can stop you from doing what God wants you to do. Pride is the number one thing of the world today, and it can stop you from being what God wants you to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am tempted to refrain from because pride tells me they may not approve of what I'm doing. Yes, that's when we are looking at people. We have to take our eyes off of people. People is not your salvation. People is not your healer. People is not your forgiver. Most times people are looking at people. We can't look at people. And I tell people many times, it's not people. You want the approval, it's God. Let God be your guide. Let him be your leader. Let him be your healer. Let him fill you with the Holy Ghost and with fire to dance before him, that everything that you need will come into place. However, where this rational come from, and to force ourselves and become and overcome and dance even more emphatically than I might have. They weren't there. People that I wanted to be there weren't there for me. But God, in all his riches, all his glory, praise God, he's there. Even if you can't get up on your feet and dance, praise God. I told in one of these lessons how I used to, and I still do at one church I go to, they up at the altar with Cain. I've seen people in wheelchairs, dancing in wheelchairs. However you got to move before you move, before the Lord, God has given you your body to move it, to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here's another personal formula. I don't want to dance because it's too emotional. I don't want to lose control. Are you reading your Bible? What did David do then? What did David do? He just lost control. There's nothing wrong with emotion. Jesus had emotion. He had compassion, moved emotionally. He met the needs of thousands of people. He cried and loved. He felt rejected, but never allowed his emotions to interfere with what his father instructed him to do. We are not robust people. God created us to cry. And cry. When you cry, it's brokenness before the Lord. You're melting away some things, giving in it unto the Lord. Praise God. Listen to me. When you cry, it's okay. Jesus sees. Jesus knows. Praise God. He will not reject your tears. He sees your tears, he said. I have seen your tears, and I have heard your cry. Praise God. Jesus cried and laughed. He felt rejected, but never allowed his emotions to interfere with what his father instructed him to do. Praise God. God created us to cry, laugh, and to show joy. God has given us ability to show emotions, and we need to realize that nothing is wrong with good or sanctified emotion. It's nothing wrong with it. It's you. I have a book on by Charles Stanley, The Blessing of Brokenness. It's such a good book. I wish you could get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Blessings of Brokenness by Charles Stanley is so intense when you get broken before your father. And matter of fact, all you that don't have my book, Why Not a Woman, please go get it. You will love it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's transparent. By Vivian Collins, Why Not a Woman. And read it. There are some things you need to deal with in your own personal life, like I did. Praise God. Psalms 2:11 says, serve the Lord with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Rejoice means to spin around under the influence of great emotions like joy, gladness, or rejoicing under a tremendous, almost violent emotion. How do you feel when you rehearse Lord's blessing in your life? When you done receive some blessing in your life, you know how you feel, don't you? Feel all the time. He wants you to feel his blessings all the time. Luke 1:14 says, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Here, rejoice means literally to jump with joy. Would you get just a little bit happy if you were about to give birth to John the Baptist or a child you have prayed for many years? Praise God. Again, Luke said in verse 15:25, it said the word say, now his elder son was in the field, and he came to him and drew nigh to the house. And we are talking about the prodigal son. You all know how happy his father was when his son came home. You may have a wayward child that is not serving God. And if that child comes to you, praise God, come on now, you're going to rejoice. If that child comes to you and he turns his heart over to the Lord, or he tells you that he done turned his heart over to the Lord, your heart is going to be happy. This is the presence of the Lord, because this is the way he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you would like to run. You will be so glad. You just want to tell everybody, oh, I'm so glad my son went to the church tonight and he got saved. I've heard it many times. These things happen when the prodigal son returned home, that lost son that had went out all that he had. He had been eating with the in the hog pen with the swine. He had went down to nothing. But he knew the whole, he knew where his father was. He knew where he home. The Holy Spirit drew him. I get emotional sometimes when I have prayed for some mother's children and I see they are so happy again. Praise God. How that child have turned out, that daughter out there on the street, on drugs, pregnant. But there come child, turn and come back to mother or father. Praise God. And they give their heart to the Lord. And the Lord delivers. He is a deliverer. The Lord saves. He knows when that child, no matter how, praise God, no matter how hard you pray for them, no matter how hard you dance for them, God loves them too. God loved them before you did. God loved them. He just wanted to know if you were going to give them back to him and keep serving him. Were you going to give up, or were you going to stand against the wiles of the devil? Were you going to dance, or were you going to jump, or were you going to shout before it happened and also after? Praise God. There comes a time, and no matter how long it takes, praise God, there comes a time when one will come back into the fold, because God has the timing. God has the timing. And he don't let no timing go undone, because he has it all in his timing, not in ours. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to bless y'all tonight and thank you again for coming on. Don't forget, I'm here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. I want you to be on with me. Praise God. Help me praise the Lord together at the same number, 1-714-409-0578. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Also, we have Minister Janice on Friday night at 8 p.m. on that same number. We have Minister GG on Monday night on this same number. If you would like to hear any of these ministers come on, please join us to one of these nights. That is tomorrow night with Minister GG and Friday night with Minister Janice. Have a good night, nine. Bye-bye.